The wrong people are in jail in this society. The people who do the really horrible things like send people to kill people in Afghanistan are not in jail, and all sorts of other people are. Coming here today, I was thinking of Woody Guthrie's old line, some will rob you with a six gun and some with a fountain pen. The people who rob people with fountain pens don't end up in jail. First Nations people have been robbed with fountain pens and with six guns. They've been really robbed, as we all know, and they're incredible victims in this society, and a fair number end up behind bars. One person who spent a fair amount of time behind bars and might spend some more is Sean Brandt. And he's done it voluntarily, relatively, in a sense that he's decided to stand up and fight for justice even if he has to go behind bars. In April of last year, Sean and his colleagues blocked the CN rail line protesting generally what's happened to First Nations people, but in particular, I'm going to be very brief, I see you getting soggy. But a particular thing there is that some land that everybody agrees was unlawfully taken from the people of Tyendinaga, Tyendinaga Reserve, 2.5 hours that way by car, unlawfully taken land is being quarried right now. So they're literally trucking it away when they agree that it was unlawfully taken and they're trying to decide what to do about it. They've occupied the quarry for the last several years and they've said it's time to stop the quarrying at least. We don't want to have to stay on the quarry. Well, the government hasn't listened. And so they blocked the CN rail line in April. Then with the National Day of Action coming up June 29, they said, we might block one of the CN rail line, the 401 and Highway 2. Well, they blocked all three of them. And they created quite a disruption. But in their view, a justified disruption, nothing compared to the suffering of First Nations people, and just to try and draw a little bit of attention to something. Well, Sean Brandt spent a lot of time in jail since then. He's out on bail now. He's facing trial coming up, and we hope that you'll all support him in his trials. Beginning September 29, there are several weeks of pre-trial motions. We're going to say to the judge that you should stay these charges. You shouldn't make them face trial because of all sorts of things, including what has been done to First Nations people in Canada, and that that was a very reasonable way to protest given the horrors that have been inflicted on First Nations people. We're also going to point out what we claim are all sorts of illegalities that the OPP did in dealing with Sean Brandt. And we're going to ask the judge to stay the charges. If that fails, then beginning in January, there's going to be a jury trial. So I hope that you all come out to the trials, write letters in support of Sean Brandt, and help keep up his spirits, although he's a very strong guy who's determined to fight this through to the end. So thanks very much. Bye.